It's possible to feel discouraged and powerless, but sometimes the good guys win. Once in a while, everyone is a good guy. 12 years ago in Oakland, a confrontation was intensifying. Some of us opposed a plan to sell off public land for a new cathedral looming over Lake Merritt. We collected signatures, held meetings, and begged the press to cover the dastardly giveaway. The city requested proposals for development, so our volunteer team of architects presented a visionary plan. A few council members encouraged us, we convinced the mayor, and the tide slowly turned. In 2002, ballot measure DD passed by a big margin, $198 million for park improvements around town and at the lake. Soon, the diocese found another site for the cathedral. Measure DD restored North Oakland's Studio One Art Center and built a beautiful neighborhood sports facility in East Oakland. The Lakeshore Pergola was repaired and, at the 1909 Boathouse, shabby park offices made way for a waterside restaurant. Since 1949, a half-mile-long proto-freeway, 12 lanes wide, with complex ramps and slimy pedestrian tunnels, had blocked off a deteriorated beach. Today, the 6-lane Lake Merritt Boulevard curves around a welcoming park. An elegant pedestrian and bicycle bridge encourages a diverse crowd to walk, skate, or pedal around the lake and to cross comfortably at traffic signals. Tides flow more vigorously through a wider channel to the estuary. The path along a bird marsh extends to Laney College. There are still projects to finish, but the taxpayers have pulled off an amazing success. At Love Our Lake Day this weekend, Oakland celebrates a civic win-win-win for our neighbors and the places we share. With a perspective, I'm Naomi Schiff.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.